Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. My name is Cynthia Cunningham, and I have $98 and some coming out of my bank. I don't know how long it's been coming out. I have no idea what it's for, and she can't find me. I don't know. I can't give her a customer number because I don't even know what I'm being billed for.
Okay,
And
what
she
is your
can't.
last name?
Cunningham, Cunningham.
Okay, your first name?
Cynthia.
Okay, I have Cynthia Cunningham 1962. Is that your email?
1962, no.
1962 at gmail.com. You don't recognize that?
No, my email is grizitiscc@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see here. And you're spelling your first name Cynthia?
Correct.
Okay, that's the only Cynthia that I have here on file. And you said you had a charge for $98?
I've had for quite a few months. This isn't the first one, but I don't check my bank account that often. So I happened to go on today. And so then I looked back, and this has been coming out for a while.
Okay, let me search under your email. Can you give that to me again?
Sure. GRIZITISCC@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see if this is you. I have that email on file, and I have you at the address starts with 7805.
Yes, West Dean Drive.
Yes, okay, and then I have a telephone number here. Let me see. No, there's not a number. I'm sorry. Okay, so on this account, it shows. This is back from August 20th in 2020. There was a trial offer for 727.
For what?
It was on a purse.
Nope, never got no purse.
Let me see here. That's the only thing that I have, and I have a card ending in 6057. Is that the card you're calling
Yeah,
in
that's
about?
my card, but I haven't been getting any, I haven't gotten anything from you guys. So that's a
Well,
lot of money if it's been going on since August.
there was only one charge, and it was $7.27 for shipping and
No,
handling.
honey, I just got charged again a few days ago. I just looked at my bank statement and I looked back a few months and I'm being charged $98 and some every month.
Okay, so on this account, ma'am, that's the only charge there is.
Well, then someone has my card. Someone's using my number, honey, because I have $98 and some coming out of my frickin' bank account.
Doesn't show me a $98 charge.
It's 98 and some change. I don't remember what the change is. Do you think you could call me back? I'll go back in and see exactly how long it's been being charged to me.
You'll have to call back in.
Oh, great. So there's nothing you can do then. I take it right at this moment.
Right, it doesn't show me any other charges for you.
Well, I can take a screenshot of it and send it, email it to
Okay, I mean, you can call back in when you find the information you're looking for.
Well, I know it's $98 and some change. You guys can't find the information I need. I'm not going to be keep paying $98 a month for something I don't even have. I'm on disability.
Okay, have you called your financial institute to find out where you're being billed from?
Well, this is the phone number, hon, that it gave me on my bank statement. It says rapid results.
I don't know what rapid results is.
I didn't just pull this number out of the air. It's right there on my bank statement.
Okay, ma'am. I can't do anything about a charge I don't see.
You can't do anything what?
I can't do anything about a charge that I don't have.
Well, I want something done because I'm not going to say something I'm not getting.
I do not have a charge in that amount for you.
Do you want me to take a screenshot and send it to you?
There's no way for you to send it to me.
Do you think I pulled this out of my butt or what?
Ma'am, there's no need for that. I cannot find a charge.
Because I don't have the time or energy or the money to do this. And you can tell me, duh, I don't know. Well, someone better figure
excuse
it out.
Excuse me?
You
who would you like
me
to speak? Who do you want to speak with, ma'am? If I can't find an account
well,
for you, there's nothing I can
you
do. All right, give me just a moment. I'll have you right over.